This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Slovakia have elevated their ties to a comprehensive partnership. The two sides also inked 11 agreements to boost cooperation in key areas including labour migration, digital technology and defence following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Slovak counterpart Robert Fico in Bratislava. Later, addressing a joint press conference, Mr. Modi said, "Elevation of ties symbolises shared beliefs, priorities and future." In the first visit to the European nation by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said both the countries have signed a letter of intent in the field of defense sector.
AI ka bhavishya keval innovation se nahi balki trust, responsibility aur human dignity par aadharit hona chahiye. Raksha sahyog hamare gehre aparichit vishwas aur strategic convergence ka pramaan hai. Is mahatvapurna kshetra mein aaj humne लेटर ऑफ इंटेंट साइन किया. इससे ज्वाइंट डेवलपमेंट, ज्वाइंट प्रोडक्शन और डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज के बीच सहयोग को नई गति मिलेगी.
President of Slovakia Peter Pellegrini has conferred Slovakia's highest state honor, the Order of the White Double Cross First Class, upon Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the President, the government and the people of Slovakia for the distinguished honor. He said the award is a tribute to the 1.4 billion people of India and to the enduring friendship between India and Slovakia. Prime Minister Modi is arriving in Evian, France today to participate in the G7 summit in the third leg of his two-nation visit. He will be formally welcomed by French President Emmanuel Macron upon arrival. The 52nd G7 summit has begun yesterday in Evian, where leaders of the world's leading economies are discussing major global challenges. President Macron has hosted a working dinner on the theme Working Together to Address Major International Challenges. Earlier, he formally welcomed the leaders of the G7 countries, including US President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa are also attending the summit. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met Monaco's Minister of State, Christophe Mernand, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Isabella Berro-Amadi, and Minister of Finance and Economy Frederic Cotelarda in France yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions focused on strengthening bilateral trade, exploring new investment opportunities and deepening economic cooperation between India and Monaco. A special investigation team, the SIT, constituted to probe allegations of misappropriation of donations and valuables to the Ram Temple in Ayodhya, has begun its investigation. The SIT is headed by Lucknow Divisional Commissioner Vijay Vishwas Pant, with Inspector General of Police Kiran S. and Special Secretary Finance Department Neil Ratan as members. Union Public Commission Service, UPSC, has declared the result of Civil Services Preliminary Examination, CSC, for this year. UPSC yesterday informed that this year, against more than 1,000 vacancies, a total of more than 13,000 candidates have been shortlisted for the Civil Services main examination. UPSC also informed candidates that marks, cut-off marks and answer key will be uploaded on the Commission's website only after the declaration of final result. The candidates can download the prelims result on the official website of UPSC, upsc.gov.in. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan has chaired a high-level review meeting to assess security and logistical preparedness of the NEET UG re-examination. The meeting yesterday reviewed the readiness of state governance for the examination with a focus on student convenience, security arrangements and maintaining the integrity of the examination process. In FIFA World Cup football, debutant Kepa Verda produced a stunning result in their opener, holding second-ranked Spain to a goalless draw in Atlanta, United States. An impressive performance by 48-year-old goalkeeper was in her held tiny Kepa Verde hold one of the tournament favourites to a draw. Earlier, Sweden thrashed Tunisia 5-1 in their Group F match in Mexico. And that is the end of this news bulletin.